pictures and learn new things. So sing great songs, travel on a train, but build a skyscraper and pilot a plane. Whatever you imagine, whatever you explore, on this magical journey there will always be more. Make new friends, come on, don't be shy. Let's get a kite and we'll fly, fly, fly. Whatever you imagine, whatever you explore, on this magical journey there will always be more.
Storytime, anytime! Hey!
Hi, and welcome back to another exciting episode of Storytime Anytime. Do you have a favorite teddy bear? If you do, be sure to cuddle your furry friend while you listen to this adorable collection. You will meet Celeste, a little girl who has 7 different teddy bears: Ollie Bear, Bumby, Alistair, Chumley, Jelly Bear, Nelly, and Ralph. Let's find out what happens when Celeste falls asleep and her teddy bears come to life and take turns telling stories about their silly adventures. What will happen when Ralph wanders outside and the neighbor's cat chases him? You're about to find out. Teddy Bear Bedtime Stories. Once upon a time, there were 7 teddy bears. They all belonged to a little girl named Celeste, and they lived together in Celeste's bedroom. There was Ollie Bear and Bumby, and Alistair and Chumley, and Jelly Bear and Nelly, and Ralph. Every night when Celeste was fast asleep, the bears would stay up late telling stories. Teddy bears don't need much sleep, you see. And these are some of the stories they told. Ollie Bear's Story. I once knew a rabbit named Mac. Mac was a fast runner. He liked to race because he always won. And when he won, he bragged about it. Well, one day Mac was bragging. "I'm the fastest runner in the world," he said. "I can beat anyone or anything." "I guess you've never raced with a teddy bear," I said. I don't know why I said that, but I did. Mac looked at me and laughed and laughed. "You want to race me?" he said. "You don't look like you can run very fast." "You might be surprised," I said. "I don't know why I said that either. I can't run very fast." "Okay," said Mac. "Tomorrow we race." The next day, everybody showed up to see the race. Everybody wanted me to win. Nobody wanted Mac to win, but I was sure he would. Mac was sure, too. When the race started, Mac was off like a flash. Pretty soon, he was so far ahead of me, I couldn't even see him. But I kept running. I ran and ran. At last, I saw the finish line. Everybody was there, waving and shouting, "Ollie Bear! Ollie Bear!" But I didn't see Mac anywhere. Then I saw him. He was lying in the grass, asleep. Wow, this is great! Mac was so sure he'd beat me, so he stopped to rest and fell asleep. I ran faster. I crossed the finish line. I put my paws in the air and shouted, "I won! I won!" But I really didn't. You see, Mac had already finished the race. He was asleep in the grass because he had gotten tired of waiting for me. Bumby's Story. One morning, I was out running. I passed a lady working in her garden. She waved and shouted, "Stop, stop, little teddy bear. I want to squeeze you." I didn't want to be squeezed, so I kept running. And she ran after me. Then I passed a little boy playing in his sandbox. He waved and shouted, "Stop, stop, little teddy bear. I want to squeeze you." I didn't want to be squeezed, so I kept running. And he ran after me too. Then I passed a cat chasing its tail. It meowed, "Stop, stop, little teddy bear. I want to squeeze you." I didn't want to be squeezed, so I kept running. And the cat ran after me too. Then I came to a river. I jumped in and swam as fast as I could. When I got to the other side, I was soaking wet. I needed a squeeze, but there was no one to squeeze me. The lady and the little boy and the cat were still on the other side. I had to walk home. I was too wet to run. And Celeste's mother hung me on the clothesline to dry. Alistair's story. When I was a young bear, I lived with two other bears, Aloysius and Jack. Back then, I belonged to Celeste's father. So did Aloysius and Jack. Near the house where they lived, there were apple trees. And I got it into my head that we bears could make applesauce. Delicious stuff, applesauce. So I told my chums about my plan. And I asked them, "Will you help me pick some apples?" Aloysius said, "Sorry, mate. I'm busy watching this bumblebee." And Jack said, "Sorry, mate. I'm busy helping Aloysius." So I picked all the apples myself. Then it was time to cut up the apples. So I asked my chums, "Will you help me cut up these apples?" Aloysius said, "Sorry, mate. I'm busy watching this butterfly." And Jack said, "Sorry, mate. I'm busy helping Aloysius." So I cut up all the apples myself. Then it was time to cook the applesauce. So I asked my chums, "Will you help me cook the applesauce?" Aloysius said, "Sorry, mate. I'm busy watching this spider." And Jack said, "Sorry, mate. I'm busy helping Aloysius." So I cooked the applesauce myself. Then the applesauce was ready. So I asked my chums, "Will you help me eat this applesauce?" Aloysius said, "I'd be happy to, old chum." And Jack said, "It would be my pleasure." But I said, "Sorry, mates, you wouldn't help me before and you won't help me now. I'm going to eat all this applesauce myself." And I did. Chumley's story. Remember Bobo, Celeste's cousin's teddy bear? Bobo always wanted to help, but when you let him, you were always sorry. Once I was getting ready to go fishing. Bobo was here and he wanted to help. First, I looked for worms. Bobo helped. He found a great big green worm. It was a snake. Then I packed a lunch. Bobo helped. He got the honey jar out of the cupboard. He spilled honey all over me. Then I got the fishing poles. Bobo helped. First, he got a hook stuck in my fur. Then he got us both tangled up in fishing line. "I'm going to put the worms and the lunch and the poles in the boat now," I told Bobo. "But don't you help." I stepped into the boat. It started to move away. I was stuck. One paw was in the boat. One paw was on the dock. And the boat kept moving. "Help! Help!" I shouted. "You told me not to help," said Bobo. "Never mind that. Just grab my paw." Bobo grabbed my paw, the one that was on the dock. I fell into the water, but I didn't shout, "Help!" With Bobo's help, there's no telling what would have happened to me. Jelly Bear's Story. One day I was walking through the woods and I saw a tent. Some people were camping. I looked around. I didn't see anybody, but I did see a picnic basket. Inside, there were three sandwiches. I tasted the first one. It was ham and cheese, too chewy. I tasted the second one. It was tuna fish, too mushy. Ew. I tasted the third one. It was jelly, just right. I took the jelly sandwich and looked for a place to sit down. Under a tree, there were three chairs. I tried the first one, too high. I tried the second one, too wobbly. I tried the third one, just right. So I sat down to eat my sandwich. It had a lot of jelly in it. I spilled a little. Then I decided to take a nap. So I crawled into the tent. Inside, there were three sleeping bags. I tried the first one, too hard. I tried the second one, too soft. I tried the third one, just right. So I crawled in. I was almost asleep when the people came back. I could hear them talking. There was a dad and a mom and a little kid. First, they looked in the picnic basket. The dad said,
"Someone's been eating my sandwich."
The mom said, "Someone's been eating my sandwich." The little kid said, "Someone's been eating my sandwich, and it's all gone." Then they went over to the chairs. The dad said,
"Someone's been sitting in my chair."
The mom said, "Someone's been sitting in my chair." The little kid said, "Someone's been sitting in my chair, and there's jelly all over it." Then they came into the tent. The dad said,
"Someone's been lying in my sleeping bag."
The mom said, "Someone's been lying in my sleeping bag." The little kid said, "Someone's been lying in my sleeping bag, and it's a teddy bear." The little kid grabbed for me. I was sure I was going to get a hug, but the mom said, "Don't touch that bear. It's covered with jelly. I'll have to wash it in the lake." Well, that was it. I hate getting wet. Nobody was going to rinse me off in the lake. So I jumped out of the sleeping bag, ran out of the tent, and didn't stop until I was safe at home. Nellie's Story. I went camping once. Celeste took me along. Her dad said she could take one teddy bear, the smallest one. That was me. Well, one night, Celeste and her mom and dad went someplace in the car. They left me behind in the tent. While they were away, two raccoons got into our tent. They were looking for food. They were big raccoons, much bigger than me. I was really scared, but I just sat there and tried to look mean. The raccoons found the picnic basket. They started to take our food. Then one of them saw me. "It's a bear," he whispered. "Let's get out of here." "Don't be silly," the other one said. "Bears are not that small." I tried to look bigger,
and meaner.
I tell you, said the first one, that's a bear. And big or small, bears are mean. We're getting out of here right now.
They dropped the food and ran out of the tent. I had scared them away. But just to be safe, I hid in Celeste's sleeping bag until she came back. Ralph's story.
One night, it was very late. Celeste was asleep. You other bears were asleep too, but I was awake, and I decided to take a walk. Outdoors, in the dark, all alone. I tiptoed down the stairs, I slipped out the door, and there I was in the dark, dark night. I walked and walked all by myself. I looked at the moon. I looked at the stars. It was nice. Suddenly, I heard something behind me. I looked back, and there it was. It was gray. It was furry. It had big yellow eyes. It made the most awful sound. Meow! Meow! I started to run. It ran after me. I ran faster. It ran faster. Then it picked me up by the ear. It dragged me over the grass. It dragged me through the bushes. It dragged me to a little door. And then it dropped me. I tried to get away, but it grabbed my paw and pulled me through the door. That's when I hit my head. And I don't remember a thing that happened after that. When I woke up, I was next door. The lady next door was talking to her cat. Oh, Sam, you are such a naughty cat. The things you bring home. She picked me up. Why, this is one of Celeste's teddy bears. How on earth did you get him? She brushed me off and brought me home. Celeste's mother put me back in Celeste's room. And there I was, safe and sound, when Celeste woke up.
I'm so happy Ralph was brought home safe and sound. Aren't you? I love teddy bears. I also love koala bears. Wait, koalas really aren't bears. Koalas are marsupials. Listen to this fun song about koalas and learn all about these fascinating animals.
Have you ever seen a cuddly-looking koala? Most people call them koala bears, but koalas aren't bears. In fact, koalas aren't even related to bears. Koalas are marsupials, which means that they carry their babies in pouches just like kangaroos. Let's learn more about koalas.
Koalas like eucalyptus leaves. In fact, they won't eat any other thing. They're very picky eaters. They'll only eat one thing. Tasty eucalyptus leaves. Koalas are awake when it is night. They sleep during the day when it is light. They'll find a cozy branch and stay out of sight. Koalas are awake at night.
Koalas are nocturnal, which means that they sleep during the day and are awake at night. They do not have a nest or home, but simply find a comfortable branch, curl themselves up, and go to sleep.
Koalas are cuddly. Koalas sure are cute. Koalas are furry like teddy bears. But there is one thing you should know. Koalas are not bears.
The babies have their own special couch for the mothers. Their pouch, so wherever she may roam, her baby too will go along inside her pouch. Australia is the place where koalas live, or in zoos if the koalas are captive, but they need the tasty leaves from the eucalyptus tree.
Wow, I sure did learn a lot about koalas. I hope you enjoyed all the stories today. Until next time, snuggle your teddy bears, curl up with a good book, and learn something new every day.
This has been brought to you by Twin Sisters Digital Media and Evergreen Podcasts. Be sure to hit subscribe. If your children enjoyed these songs and stories, go to twinsisters.com to find even more ways for them to sing and learn. Be sure to subscribe to our newsletter for our free download of the day giveaways and promotions on exciting new digital learning content like these and much more. And visit our friends at evergreenpodcasts.com. Thank you for joining us at Storytime Anytime.
There is no hood like parenthood. When you meet a fellow parent, you just kind of get each other on a whole nother level. Hi, I'm Kanika Chanda Gupta. I'm a former CNN journalist, mom of three, including twins, and host of That's Total Mom Sense, the podcast. I interview change makers on their life lessons, legacy, and superpower of intuition, aka their mom sense and dad sense. I've had some pretty amazing parents on my show.
Hey, what's up? I'm Kelly Rowland.
Hi, this is Chelsea Clinton.
It's me, Bobby Brown. Can't wait to share my story.
Episodes release every Thursday. Subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts and on YouTube. Join my tribe at thatstotalmomsense.com and follow me on Instagram at Kanika Chanda Gupta. I'm thrilled to be on this journey with you.